Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 190 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Surprise?
Yeah.
So am I. We're sticking to it, which is impressive. I think we had 1 week off so far, and that was due to an internet outage, not even our own fault. So, yeah. Sweet. Well, this was a pretty busy but good week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like, we had Earth Day early on.
Yeah.
You started at the new school for a full week, kind of, because we were off. You were off on Monday.
Yeah.
Then Earth Day on Tuesday, where I was worn out. I hit 22,000 steps, I think.
Wow.
Participating in cleanup activities. So, yeah, lots of helping there. Yay, Earth. You know, kind of have to take care of the place where we literally are.
Yeah, we don't want The Last of Us happening.
Yeah. Speaking of, we started watching the show. We have, we're 30 minutes into the first episode, and yeah. Very interesting scientifically, since it seems feasible.
Yeah.
Hello, child.
Sick child.
Yeah. So, the cold.
Like, that's what makes the show scary, because it's definitely possible.
Yep, exactly.
Gangnam Style.
But we're enjoying Pedro Pascal in this role as well so far.
Yeah.
And it is based on a game. I have watched a playthrough of both Last of Us 1 and 2 at this point. Your older siblings have played through it. Both. So I've caught bits and pieces, basically, of both games, but I haven't watched the whole thing or know the whole story. So that'll be interesting to watch the kind of live-action playthrough.
Yeah.
In a way. But from there, this week is also time walking in World of Warcraft. Which one is it again?
Legion. I've been trying to grind my own characters, but it's, once again, it's just too easy.
Oh, Legion time walking. Yeah. They need to rebalance time walking somehow, or maybe add more dungeons back in, guys. Just saying.
Like, they also need to rebalance the level 10 people, because those guys just shred through it, and then I'm just over here like, what am I even doing here?
Because you're near level cap, and they're a brand new character. And off they go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've snuck in a few rounds. We got with your guild. What was that? Thursday?
I think so.
And we also have Noble Garden going on. So there's egg hunting in World of Warcraft at the moment. Some neat new transmogs. I've gotten enough chocolates for one item so far, and it's over as of tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. So, tonight's the night to get more chocolate.
Yeah.
All the chocolate. But, and then we snuck in a bit of Marvel Rivals yesterday. I know you played more, and then you also jumped over to Helldivers, right?
Yeah.
Any fun anecdotes from those escapades?
The last round we played, it started turning into a friendly fire problem.
A friendly fire. Oh, no.
Yeah, I told them that I'm technically a higher rank because of my title.
What's your title?
Hell Commander, I'm pretty sure.
Hell Commander, okay. And what were their titles, or in comparison?
Well, you get titles based off of level, and I'm level 105, they were level 70-something and below.
Oh, okay.
And then a sword agent said, you know, Merce, I'm thinking about a mutiny right now.
Nice.
And then that's what they did. They kicked me off a mountain and into a giant horde of robots.
Whee!
Yeah. And then they were planning to not reinforce me, but they accidentally did when Merce wanted to throw down a turret.
He did the wrong command and just ended up reinforcing you instead.
Yeah, and in which case I brought out my shotgun and shot both of them in the head. And then I threw down a reinforce and then ran.
So that last match just kind of devolved into PvP accidentally.
Yeah, because I even kicked Merce off of a mountain. Like, quite literally, too, because I have the kicking emote.
Wow. Okay.
Which does do actual damage, by the way.
Huh.
One time while I was by myself and wearing that soldier armor that gives a 100% increase in physical attacks.
Okay.
I had the kick emote, a axe, and then the punch, of course. And so that's what I did. I kept on punching, axing, and then kicking a bug.
Okay.
And also, it's what I did to a charger, too.
And it didn't get you?
It tried to.
Hmm.
It was really weird because I thought I was gonna die. But I guess it was the fact that the soldier armor was heavy armor.
Okay. Hmm.
Because, like, the hand axe does pierce through any armor type.
So you had armor piercing melee weapon.
Yeah. It says it pierces through light armor, but that's just a lie.
Hmm. Probably a glitch that you ever accidentally found, because I kind of doubt many people are meleeing a charger. And so for the uninitiated, a charger is a fast-moving, rhinoceros-like enemy in Helldivers.
Yeah.
Runs at you in a straight line, charges you, tries to run you over and kill you that way. You have to dive out of the way, and then it circles back and does a, you know, momentum loop curve and charges again.
Actually, the axe doesn't have a glitch because there's been some people in lighter armor who used a jetpack to get on the back and then started axing it.
So they axed it which way it was going to run with it being on, with you being on their back.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Huh. Politics-wise, I mean, we recorded on Monday, so we're actually 6 days apart from the last time that we recorded, rather than seven. So that's another reason why it feels truncated, probably.
Hmm.
So we didn't successfully record on the weekend, and then recorded the day the very last day of your long weekend. I also managed to see Revenge of the Sith 20-year anniversary theater re-release, and that was a blast.
Nice.
Back in the day when it released in 2005, I didn't see it in theater. Your older two siblings were still very small, so I just didn't have the capability of seeing it in theater, you know?
Yeah.
I was at home helping.
The child.
The children.
The children.
Everywhere. So it was fun to finally see all of these well-known lines and scenes. Hello there. Right there on the big screen, because that's where it comes from. Obi-Wan Kenobi jumping down, saying hello there to General Grievous, and Grievous turning around going, General Kenobi.
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
Exactly. Another one that is just iconic at this point. And just jokes about high ground. It's iconic at this point. Thanks to that movie.
Yeah.
It is a heavily memed movie. And just to finally see it on the big screen was amazingly satisfying.
Awesome.
But that's why we're kind of light on content, which is fine. It gives us a week to catch up. I mean, have you seen anything news-related going on or goings-on?
This wasn't from a official channel on TikTok, but apparently there was a plane crash in Minnesota.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that, so...
Well, that's why I wanted to make sure to mention that it was a
unofficial. Okay, so there is rumor that there may have been a plane crash in Minnesota this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunate if true.
Apparently it was a park, I believe. Yeah, it was a park. I just don't remember.
So they crashed into a park.
Yeah.
Okay. If it happened, they crashed into a park. Okay. I mean, otherwise, Trump is still being Trump.
Lovely.
Yeah. We are riding the slippery slope possibility of, because they are trying to deny due process to those they deem quote-unquote dangerous, that they could then try to start applying that to American citizens. So, when I originally spoke about the Constitution protecting us, the Constitution kind of has to actually be listened to.
Yeah.
And when he starts refusing to abide by court orders,
which he already has,
completely, exactly, that's a problem. So the rule of law party is yet again going completely lawless. Exactly. Yeah, there's not much else to say. Just the great big orange hypocrites.
Yeah.
But the itchiness has begun on some of the former scratches that I picked up on Earth Day while getting that 23,000 steps. I can't remember at this point which one it was, but yeah. I'm just kind of, that's why I'm just kind of jitterily rubbing my arms to try to avoid picking any scabs. But I think we'll process this shorter one and then hopefully do some time walking and getting some chocolates so we can get those last transmogs.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So with that, if you'd like to comment, if you'd like to stop by, Podcast at flameflesh.net. YouTube. Flameflesh.net itself. The flameflesh podcast at .wordpress. We're all over the place. You are welcome to find us and leave a message.
Live with honor.
Banana.
Indeed.